with that, I'd like to ask any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning, Joanne, too.
We have prayers for everyone involved this evening.
Yeah. Oh, thank you very much. Yeah. Thank you. It's just never, you don't think about stuff like that would happen in your own backyard. You see stuff on television around the world and everything. You just never know. That's why you've got to keep your spiritual eyes open and your physical eyes open and be aware of your surroundings. As some of you retired police officers know, and firefighters, you got to be aware of your surroundings, because you never know when something like this will take place. A young man that, and by all accounts, everybody, he was just a wonderful young man. Something snapped. What? I don't know. Only the Lord knows.
Can I say something about that?
Yes, please.
Well, after that happened, maybe that evening, the next day, I had a lot of people asking me if I knew this lady. She started about a year before I retired. And I never knew her. I don't recognize her face. A lot of people that worked long after I did, obviously know her, have said good things about her. And on Facebook, not that I look at it, but I get a message or something, and we put a very long feed of stuff, and I scroll through sometimes. A lot of people trashing the woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's her stepson, not her son. Everybody that knew her has had nothing but great things to say about her. And he's 20 years old. They ain't a lot more you do with him at 20. I don't know what his issue was. I don't know how. He just happened to have her old service gun, weapon that he used. And there was a shotgun. It was jammed on the first shot. He went back to the car and got her gun. Did she have it stored properly? Who knows? But to me, properly is fully loaded and what I get. That's just my character from being there for 32 years. And I'm sure hers is a lot the same. I say all that to say this. Those that had negative things to say about her or a cop in these situations, you have a walk a mile in one of those shoes, wait till you know what the heck really happened.
Yeah, right.
So there's a lot that happened, and people just, talk bad about you for them. But they weren't there face to face with the situation. So if you ain't walking around like Don and Travis, I did buy a little fire volunteer when I was very young, right out of high school. And I never questioned what they did in those big fires, because I had to walk in there.
That's
too.
Exactly.
I'll just say that in my
life. Well, I appreciate it. Yeah. Sandra.
We got a call Thursday, and Jessica had to go to Macon. Tony Rochester, her father, they had fluid in his lungs and in his chest, and they didn't know if he was going to make it. So they took off, and they went to Macon and got the kids together and everything and went up there. And they life-flighted him from Macon to Emory. And he is in Emory now. He has blood clots in his lungs. He has blood clots in his lungs. And he has a blood clot. I'm not exactly sure. Something about his heart. So they're getting him, trying to reduce it. But they went up there Friday morning, earlier Friday morning, and they got home last night. But they're stabilizing him so that they can have surgery. And I don't know what his name is.
The Lord knows his name, that's for sure. Lord, hear our prayer this morning for that gentleman. Jim, how are you?
We're great.
How's Annabelle?
She is recovering from surgery, and she has the end of next month to go back for radioactive iodine.
Yeah. No, it's a surgery for her thyroid.
Yeah, a second cancer.
We've been praying for Annabelle for a long time. Annabelle had brain cancer. She beat it. As Judy knows, there's side effects of some of those treatments, and it affected her thyroid. The good news is they got it, and she's on her way to recovery.
She was at the football field yesterday. yesterday watching her brother.
Hallelujah.
But she was so excited she fell asleep during part of the night.
That's great. Anybody else this morning? Joys, concerns, praises?
Arthur in the back.
About a little bit over a month ago, we went to Helsinki, Finland, and Tallinn, Estonia.
Yeah,
we got to see snow. Place was just great overall.
Thank you. It's good seeing you. I'm glad you guys are here this morning. Anybody else? Well, join me in an attitude of prayer, followed by the Lord's Prayer.